on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashensky with Cale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But Randy and his team over at Professional Floor Covering, they're here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And I love talking about the flooring. It's Professional Floor Covering because they have so many different types, the styles, the brands of flooring. And they have that carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, tile, stone, and area rugs that you know you'll love. And Randy and his team, they'll come out to measure, provide suggestions on the type of flooring at those price points that meet your budget. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. And we continue our theater week here. It's Theater Thursday on Hometown Today, and we have the Watertown Players in for their production of Deer Camp that is coming up in about a week now. Yeah. That's crazy. What, November 7th is a week away. That just feels insane. But to my right, we have Jim Steffel, who's going to be the director of Deer Camp. To his right is Lisa Steffel, who's playing Natalie, and who's going to be directing the Christmas play we'll be talking a little bit about in the second block today. And then to our far right, we have Blaine Lindowski, who's playing Johnson and is the technical director in Deer Camp. First of all, thank you three for being here today. I'm excited to continue our theater week coverage with what I was just learning is a dramedy.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Can you tell me a little bit about what people can expect when they do show up to watch Deer Camp?
Sure. It's a sweet comedy about it's set in the northern, in the UP in Michigan, and focuses on a lady named Hildy, played by Diane Schultz. Her husband's passed away. And she's going up to clear out his deer camp cabin. And she brings three of her friends along with her. There's a lot of Midwest hunting type humor and things going on. There's a little bit of alcohol involved. There's some euchre playing. And then there's some secrets that kind of come out as they are cleaning the camp out. And there's some real sentimental moments in there as well. So all the characters have a little depth to them. And but there's also some really good Midwest humor involved with it.
So bring the tissues, but be prepared to laugh and laugh a lot, it sounds like.
Exactly.
Well, and I mentioned November 7th is when this is getting started. For people that are going to be interested in wanting to go and see this production at Deer Camp, there are going to be, five different opportunities that they can do so. Four of them are tonight. I'll let you give us the dates, and then there's a matinee that is always exciting and fills up fast for these two.
That is typically correct, yeah. The dates are November 7th, 8th, 14th and 15th, so those are Friday and Saturday nights, and those are all at 7 p.m. And then the matinee, as you mentioned, is on November 16th, and that is at 2 p.m.
Well, I was really fired up when I was talking with you guys here in the last 15 minutes to hear how much experience that we have over there at Watertown Players. Can we dive a little bit into your background about when you got started in theater and why you're so passionate about being a part of projects like this? We'll start with you, Blaine. We'll work down back to me here.
Perfect. Sounds good. I've been involved in theater just about 20 years. Did it before college and then studied it in college. Lots of productions under my belt, but I enjoy being in it for the camaraderie that you get with a cast and crew as you work together to tell stories and help make audiences laugh and think about situations and how to interact with people.
It seems like I say it every single time that we have a theater group in, but I grew up playing sports nonstop. But my sister was in theater, and it always amazed me at how it is a team. And sometimes you don't think about that with things like theater. You are together every day, it seems like, for hours.
Spend a lot of time together, yes.
You probably see each other more than you would with most of your family members.
That does happen.
So I love to hear that you love that tightness and the family feel. Moving down the line, Lisa, for you, how long have you been involved in theater and what keeps you going at this passionate rate?
Yeah, well, I did my first show when I was in fourth grade. And I've done shows throughout high school, a couple in college. And then when we moved to Watertown, we didn't know anybody. But I saw an advertisement for an audition and said to Jim, well, this would be a great way for us to meet people because we both had backgrounds doing theater. And we've been with the Watertown Players for almost 25 years. And it's so great because you meet these people you become such great friends with them. There's an opportunity for just about anyone to get involved, whether it be on stage, backstage, in the box office, and you do really become a family. And it's a community. We're all completely volunteer-run.
Well, and she just mentioned it, Jim, but you guys have been a part of this for over 20 years. So when did you get started in theater, and what keeps you going?
Sure. I got started when I moved to Wisconsin back when I was in high school. Again, I didn't know a lot of people, and so I got involved with the high school theater group at school there, and took a few theater classes in college, and that's kind of one of the ways that Lisa and I met at Platteville. And then, yeah, it's keeps it coming back because you put all this work into it, and it's a great experience, and you meet all these wonderful people, and we've got lifelong friends that we've had from doing these things. So it's it really keeps you going. I love to tell the stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I know it takes a village, and I don't want to forget this, so I want to bring it up here. But for so many of these groups, the stage crew and the lighting and the technical side, yep. they don't get talked about. They don't get the pop like a lot of the main actors
they
do.
They don't usually get a bow or anything. So, yeah,
exactly.
The unsung heroes.
Yep. Exactly. And I would love to give them a bow here, so to speak. So who has made this possible? Who has been working so hard behind the scenes to make Deer Camp a success?
Blaine's been a big help, obviously, with the technical side of things. I'm building most of the set for this one, but I've had a ton of assistance from a couple castmates, Jenny Ortega, her husband Jim Ortega, who's done a lot of our sets over the years, and put many, many, many hours into doing those things.
Claire,
who's my stage manager, she's been excellent. Beth Boxall is my producer. Doing the behind-the-scenes things, working on my program, and getting other things done. So,
and we have Heidi working on tickets yep. and box office sales. And
that's correct. So
it takes a village.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I do want to dive in to some of the characters, the ones that you two are playing, a little bit of the directing, what that's looked like for you in this process. But that'll be coming up next year on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Ciao from Tuscany. It's Wade Bates from the 95.3 WBEV Morning Show, and I am wandering through Tuscany with Klodowski Real Estate. The views are unbelievable. The rolling hills, historic towns, incredible food, and the vineyards. Follow along on our adventures with 95.3 WBEV and also the WBEV Radio Facebook page all during our trip. Trust me, this is one journey you'll definitely want to experience yourself. Stay tuned as I continue to wander Tuscany with Klodowski Real Estate and 95.3 WBEV.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's Family Medicine Team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
AZ Florals for your intimate I do. Whether you're planning a courthouse wedding, private beach ceremony, spontaneous homesite wedding, or a let's just do this and tie the knot, Jeans Beaver Floral is your go-to florist for any and all wedding flower needs. Jeans is ready to create beauty and provide ease for your special event. Their weddings offer a hand-tied, easy-to-carry bridal bouquet, matching boutonniere, all crafted with fresh seasonal blooms and finished in a natural, easy style. Brides can choose from your own specific color palette, or Gene and his staff can create, of creative gals will create something special in flowers that are just perfect for you. They offer no planning headaches, no fuss, no muss, just gorgeous flowers to celebrate your love in your way. They're an easy phone call away at Gene's Beaver Floral, 920-885-3365, and the wedding flower plannings begin.
Shop the pin!
Leaves are falling, and so are the prices at Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly in Beaver Dam and Mayville. This week, bring home the best with certified Angus beef New York strip steaks or roast, just $9.99 a pound. Or pick up a family favorite, Sanderson Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts, only $2.69 a pound. And for hearty comfort, Prairie Fresh bone-in pork chops are just $1.79 a pound. Add sides with baby cut carrots, yellow onions, or gold salad potatoes, just 99 cents each. And stock the fridge with Pepsi or Mountain Dew 6-packs, 4 for $12, or Bubbler 6-packs, 2 for $11. For something sweet, raspberries, blackberries, or blueberries are 2 for $5. Plus, old Dutch tortilla chips, buy one, get one free. Shop Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly in Beaver Dam and Mayville. Online at foxbrospigglywiggly.com.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Theater Week on Hometown Today continues as we are talking with Watertown players who have their production of Deer Camp coming up in just over a week. And to my right, we have Jim Steffel, who is the director of Deer Camp. To his right, we have Lisa Steffel, who's playing Natalie and will be directing the Christmas play we'll talk about here in a few moments. And then Blaine Landowski, who is playing Johnson and technical directing in this. And I want to start there. We were kind of just talking right before we came back from break. That's got to be challenging, being – you got to be, what, Blaine and Johnson at the same time. How do you do that?
Experience, definitely. Would not recommend for a first-timer, but it means reading the whole script, not just your parts, which is fun, especially when it's such a good script, and understanding light changes, lighting changes, scene changes, how sound effects improve the show and help certain tense moments. So it is a little bit more involved than just playing a character, which is important, but I enjoy it. Technical directing is my bread and butter.
Well, it sounds like, at least over here, that you're doing a very good job. So we appreciate you're willing to take the chance on this.
Yes.
Well, and then Lisa, you're playing Natalie in this. What has that been like to dive into this role, where it sounds like it's a lot of fun, but there's a lot of heavy stuff going on too?
There is. So Natalie has just been such a delight to play and to kind of get into that character. So she's the new girl in town in the group of these four women. And she's really just wanting to fit in more than anything and to make friends with these women that she's, getting to know. And the thing that I love most about Natalie is that her character serves as the comic relief amidst the tensions that are rising among these other women.
There's that awkward pause, and then here comes Natalie with something to
Natalie
say.
And here comes Natalie with like a goofy one-liner or some physical comedy or to break that tension that's been happening. So that's just been such a delight. I love it. I love getting into that.
Well, that's exciting times. It sounds like what you mentioned, it's going to be four women up in a cabin in the UP.
Correct.
Is that going to be mainly what it looks like in this play?
Yep.
Is those conversations around a table, a couple drinks in, playing a little cards?
Yep, there's some of that. They're kind of cleaning the cabin up, trying to get ready for sale. Bev, one of the characters, her husband ends up showing up as well, played by Jeff Boyce. And so there's some interaction there. And then Johnson then comes in towards the end as well to kind of give a little surprise to it. I don't want to give away too much there, but
that's fair.
The focus is on the women.
But focus is on the women. That is correct.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Playing euchre, bringing in the wood, getting the fire started, drinking.
Yeah, having one of those weekends where you're trying to bounce back after a really tough moment in your life. I feel like many of us have been there, so that'll be a very relatable moment of that play for everybody. But Jim, I was fascinated to find out here in the break. This is actually your first full-on production directing.
It is.
What has this experience been like for you? This is different for you.
It is. It's been a little stressful, but I've got a great crew of actors on stage that have tons of experience. Many of them have also been directors, so got to be a little careful sometimes about asking them to do certain things, but they've all been awesome. And I've got a great support staff that's been helping out as well. So I can't complain at all, and Will I do it again? I'm not sure yet, but this has been a great experience. The script has been awesome. It's the story is written by Lisa McDonald. She is from the UP, so it's an original story by her, and it's a great script to work with, so it's making things a lot easier.
Well, and it sounds like you've actually been working with Lisa a lot. Is the playwright of this play working closely?
That's correct. It's been an awesome experience. And a little fun fact, this is actually going to be the Wisconsin premiere of this play. It has not been done in Wisconsin yet, so... I think it's been done in Michigan, and then most recently in Anchorage, Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The last places it's been performed. So, but yeah, it's been great working directly with her, and she's been awesome. So
I love to hear that, and it kind of leads me into what I want to talk about next, and it's what makes things like this, what makes theater groups like the Watertown Players as special as it is. Can you tell me a little bit about what it means to you to be a part of this group? Blaine, we'll start down here.
Working with the community and being able to present to the community, right? We live in towns so close together, and we barely interact with, wave hi to the neighbor across the street, but this actually brings our town folk together, and we get to interact and share stories. That's the fun part.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
And just, it's really community theater. We are completely volunteer-run. We've got space for everybody. We welcome everybody in, and we become our own little family. And, we have relationships with these people that we've gotten to know through the theater for years and years.
That's great. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, like I said, definitely a community effort. A lot of hands go into putting every production on. We've got a solid board of directors that is always helping out. But yeah, it's just the fact that anybody can come in. We, like Lisa said, we're open to everyone, and we encourage that. We always want new people to come in. Either if you can't be in a show, come see a show, or just be part of it somehow.
And sit in our brand new
seats.
That's
right.
Yes.
We do have fancy new raised seating that we just installed for the last show. So every seat in the house is now primo.
I love to hear that. It's all dolled up now. It's going to be all comfortable in there. On top of everything, seeing the great performances. And being involved matters so much. And there's an opportunity to really get involved in a unique way right around Christmas time. So, Lisa, you're going to be directing the Christmas play coming up. And there are auditions that are going to be pretty much the day after you finish with this play.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the Christmas play is and how and when auditions will take place?
Yes. So our main stage Christmas production this year is A Christmas Carol, but we are presenting it as a staged reading or a staged radio play. So it's Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol, but the format is presented in a way that gives a nod to like the 1930s and 40s radio productions where the actors were actually reading from their scripts, but we like to add some extra elements. So we have costumes and we add a little bit of blacking so that there's a visual interest and engagement for the audience as well as just the audio part.
Live sound effects.
Jim is our Foley artist and the master of the sound effects, so people get to see the sound effects being created on stage. And auditions for A Christmas Carol staged radio play are going to be on Saturday, November 8th at 9 o'clock at the Watertown Players Theater. You can either sign up for a spot using the link on our Facebook page, or you can just show up at 9 o'clock that morning and come have a little bit of fun with us and do some readings. You don't have to prepare anything. Just we'll give you some things to read from the show. And it's a great way for new people to get involved in theater if they're wondering, what would it be like to do community theater? Well, let me tell you, this is the way to get started because you don't have to memorize anything, and it's only a month-long rehearsal period. So it's a great way to kind of get your feet wet.
Yeah, well, I was terrified at first because I asked you, I feel like a lot of these are like monologues. Having something that's prepared for you, that is going to be great for somebody that's auditioning for the first time. And Blaine, you've auditioned before for plays. I'm terrified of the premise. What would you tell me or somebody else that's like, man, you know what? Like, that sounds like a lot of fun, but I don't know if this is for me.
Do it anyway.
Stretch yourself.
Absolutely. Have fun with it. That's the biggest thing is a lot of people come, they read scared. No, be big with it. Be silly. Be crazy. The directors want to see your range.
Yes.
They don't want to hear what don't think that they have a particular voice in mind. Just give them options. So every time I go, I read the part slightly differently or something crazy I know they don't want, but maybe it piques their interest for another character or something weird. So
I never knew how that would play into it before I started into this job, but with people auditioning, how often it's, hey, you know what? This isn't the character for them, but I tell you what. They're this person.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're absolutely them.
A
lot, yeah.
And there are so many great parts in A Christmas Carol. We're all familiar with the show. And so this script is actually based on the Campbell's Playhouse presentation that was produced by the great Orson Welles in 1938. And you've got all the great characters. We need Ebenezer Scrooge. We need all three ghosts of the Christmas past, present, and future. We need the charwoman. We need old Joe. We need the Cratchit family.
You need the funny Fezziwig in there, too.
Fezziwig,
excuse me.
Yes, yeah.
So, I mean, it's A Christmas Carol. Yep. I mean, it's a fantastic opportunity. You know these characters at home. So if you haven't been doing this before and you're like, maybe not only you're going to know the characters, but the one cool, unique opportunity you mentioned, you're going to be reading your lines in this because it is a radio script kind of throwback homage.
Exactly.
Which is a really cool thing, too. Yeah. So you get to stress-free. You're going to have fun. And, of course, like you said, go have fun out there.
Absolutely.
Throw in a little Cockney or a little British pronunciation in there for us, too, if you're good at that.
Oh, yes. Add in the Cockney accents anytime you can. I'm all for it. Before we do leave, I do want to remind everybody that you do have the opportunity to go and see Deer Camp, Watertown Players, on the 7th and 8th of November, also the 14th and 15th. Those four shows are at 7 p.m., and then they have a matinee on the 16th at 2 p.m., but make sure you're getting in on that fast. Those seem to always fill up faster than the other shows. But I want to thank you three so much for joining me today. It was a blast learning about this, and I can't wait to hear how it goes.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. We're going to step aside for a quick break, and on the other side, we're going to continue our conversations here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he has made deals with China after meeting Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the final day of his trip to Asia. The president says the U.S. will lower tariffs implemented this year as punishment for the sale of chemicals used to make fentanyl from 20% to 10%. China has also agreed to buy 25 million metric tons of soybeans from U.S. farmers every year for the next 3 years. The government showdown back in Washington on day 30 on Capitol Hill. Some frayed nerves.
John Thune, the top Republican in the Senate, shouting at Democrats as he blocked a bill that would fund SNAP food assistance during the shutdown. Instead, Thune calling on Democrats to vote to reopen the government. 42 million Americans will lose SNAP funding when it runs out.
ABC's Jay O'Brien at the Capitol. Violent attacks carried out by a militant group in Sudan. Hundreds of people killed when the group targeted a hospital in the city of El Fasher. The bodies laid out on the streets after the attack. This is ABC News.
Catch Z's with Slumberland and catch all the excitement happening at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, on now at the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A 20-year-old Lamira man is facing child pornography charges for a second time in a little less than 2 years. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says he was already out on bail on child porn charges dating back to early last year. He faces a few other charges like bail jumping and resisting arrest. The Dodge County Board is putting the finishing touches on next year's nearly $184 million budget. The owner of a $300,000 home stands to pay about $50 less this year in county taxes. The county board is holding a public hearing tonight with final action set for November 12th. Only 6% of voters say they formed any opinions about the 9 people running for Wisconsin governor. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says voters are still not focused on the race since the general election is more than a year away. Tom Tiffany and Francesca Hong are the leaders in their primaries. People on food share in Wisconsin will likely lose their benefits this weekend because of the government shutdown. Deer hunters could provide some help. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Deer Donation Program helps stock food pantries. Hunters have donated more than 4 million pounds of ground venison since the program started in 2000. A heads up, when you're driving on County Road A north of Beaver Dam, the speed limit between Buckhorn Road and County Road W has gone from 55 to 45 miles an hour. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says signs are up, but the many drivers haven't adjusted. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Milwaukee Bucks are hosting the Golden State Warriors at the Fiserv Forum tonight. Milwaukee is 3-1 through four games, while Golden State is 4-1 through five. Tune in starting at 6 p.m. on your home of the Bucks, 95.3 WBEV. The Badger men's basketball team won their scrimmage over UW-Platteville 69-53 last night. This was the Guarding Against Cancer contest, as Greg Gard and Platteville head coach Jeff Gard faced off in a coaching bout. Nolan Winter led all scorers with 17 points and 15 rebounds on the evening. Wisconsin opens the regular season against Campbell next Monday. And the Packers will go for their fourth win in a row this Sunday as they take on the Panthers. Tune into the pregame show starting at 10 a.m. on 95.3 WBEV. I'm Corey Sparks, and that is your sports update on 95.3 WBEV.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Prairie Ridge Health makes it easier than ever to get your annual screening mammogram. Every Tuesday in October, Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus offers walk-in screening mammograms from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment and no referral necessary. If you're over 40 and due for your annual mammogram, stop by. We are here for you. Learn more and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health/mammograms. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
The All-Star Request Show with Jeff and Cindy Lou on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
A dense fog advisory remains in effect. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun, with fog in spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 53. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 35. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 52. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 36.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. We have surgical and non-surgical treatment options to get you back in action. No referral needed, because life is better with the freedom to move. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call us today.
Picking your fall outfits can be frightening. Let St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County make it easier for you. Got a closet full of clothes that don't do the trick? It can be someone else's treat. Right after you make some room for your winter closet and donate. You can also get or donate your Halloween supplies this year. From fall decor to Halloween costumes and so much more, St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County has it all. They're open 8 to 7 Monday through Saturday. Shop, save, and support St. Vincent de Paul at 125 Dodge Drive in Beaver Dam.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
It's fall sports season in Beaver Dam. Join me, Wally Lukashinsky, and Charlie Dern for the Dam Sports Show, your home for Golden Beavers athletics, Green Bay football, Wisconsin sports, and Milwaukee hoops. Hear us weekdays from 4 until 5 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here!
here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
Something wickedly good is brewing at the market at Beaver Dam this Halloween week. Grab all-natural country-style pork ribs, $1.99 a pound, and fresh sweet potatoes, just 99 cents a pound. Granny's fresh Vienna bread is only $2.99 a loaf, and Kretschmar honey ham is just $6.99 a pound. Fire up the cauldron for Angus Pride boneless beef chuck roast, $7.99 a pound, and don't forget Pepsi 12-packs for $5.99. Your My Market app has even more spooky savings. Shop the market at Beaver Dam with deals so good it's scary.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where they are having their huge inventory reduction sale right now. You can save big on all in-stock merchandise. Things like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas, sectionals, dining sets, mattresses, and so much more. They also offer interest-free financing until April. All the end tables, lamps, and pictures have also been discounted for this sale. Many items, one of a kind. So stop in and discover the inventory reduction sale going on now through November 4th. That's next Tuesday at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. Time for more Hometown Today. We set it back down to the Daily Dodge TV studios and more with Wally.
Thank you very much, Kale. And now I'm very excited. We have Beaver Dam Offspring Study Discussion, and we have Natasha Merton in here to talk a little bit with us about that. Before we get rolling, Natasha, thanks for joining me, and I hope you're fired up to talk some studies here.
Yes.
That's what I like to hear. Well, for people that may not have heard, I'm one of these people. I asked you about this like 5 minutes ago. What is the Beaver Dam Offspring study? It's a neurocognitive aging study, but to me, that's above my head. What are we talking about here?
Yes, sorry, it has such a long name. So the Beaver Dam Offspring study, neurocognitive aging study, is a long-term study on aging of middle-aged to older adults. And the study, we are primarily interested in trying to understand how the senses, your vision, your hearing, your sense of smell, and your cognition age over time. And we have been following participants for now almost 20 years to try to study these aging processes. And what we're primarily interested in the study is to see how your senses of hearing, vision, and smell and your cognition change together over time. And what are factors that drive those changes? What are protective factors and what are factors that are not as good for your senses and your cognition? And we are uniquely situated with this study to try to study that since we have this long-term follow-up. And then we are not only interested in trying to find factors that lead to these changes and determine who ages faster and who ages more slowly, but we are also trying to go back to blood samples that we have stored from when people were on average 50 years old and were primarily healthy. And we are trying to find out, is there anything in the blood that can help us to determine who is at risk for age faster and having age-related diseases earlier, and who is basically more protected of that. And it's just a very uniquely situated study.
Well, how did that even get started here in Beaver Dam? What was the idea to make that happen here?
Yeah, so it's actually very fascinating, the whole history of this and the long-term support that we've had from the Beaver Dam community. So we got to talk a little bit history here. We're going back a little bit. So
sure.
Everything started with a different study than the Beaverdam Offspring study. So everything started in the early 90s when Karen Cruikshank started the study, the Epidemiology of Hearing Loss Study, which was in a population-based sample of people living in Beaver Dam. So that means they were trying to understand aging of the eyes and the ears. That's kind of what it all started with. In a group of people, they were on average 60 years old in Beaver Dam. It was around 4,000 participants that they invited.
Wow.
Yes, a lot. That they invited for a study. And they wanted to study ear and eye diseases and aging of the hearing system. And she then continued those studies and kind of built it more into also other senses in changes of the brain and memory function, and saw those participants every 5 years for over 20 years. So then, since that was not enough, and the University of Wisconsin is always interested in doing some more interesting stuff, she decided that she was going to see the offspring of those participants in 2005 for the Beaver Dam Offspring Study. So she invited the what we call kids, but they were already adults at that time too. They were on average 50. Most of them were in their 40s to 60s at that time, for a similar study, and did similar testing of their eyes, their ears, their sense of smell, their cognition, in order to look at trends over time in these different generations of people.
That's fascinating. I mean, this has been going on for such a long period of time. I have to imagine we've learned some interesting things. And you mentioned the brain. Well, what are we learning about the brain this last 20 years?
Yeah, so it's super fascinating. I think finding with these measures that we have, and we have seen participants every 5 years, and we're now in the 20-year follow-up, we really are able to see how all of these different senses change over time. And it seems to be that there are groups of people that show accelerated aging, so faster declines, and there are people that basically show not as much decline in multiple systems at a time. So, for example, people who have good hearing may also have better memory functions over time.
Really?
So that was some trends that we saw, and we are kind of uniquely situated in looking at that with these studies that have these different measures and have been following for so long. So that's very fascinating. Another, not sure if we have time for that, but another very interesting thing was I told you about these generational differences. So with these two studies, we have four different birth cohorts. So we have people from the greatest generation, the silent generation, the baby boomers, and Gen X. And so what we have seen, and that's kind of across the board in our hearing, in the vision, in the cognition, is that people who were born in a later birth cohort, so for example, the baby boomers, they have better cognitive function, they have better hearing, they have less eye diseases than people that were born in the greatest generation.
Interesting.
And so we are doing something right in terms of aging. So overall, when we look at the broad scheme of things, people are aging more healthily. And that is something that's very, I don't know, reassuring and kind of nice to see.
Well, that'll be us one day. So
yeah,
we want to know.
Yeah, we are working hard on that, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pulling for you. We got to hold this together somehow. But as this study is, it's a long study. Where are we at right now? What would you say the stages that we're at?
Yeah, so right now in the neurocognitive aging study, we are recruiting participants right now. So we're sending out invitation letters and introduction letters and brochures to all Beaverdam, previous Beaverdam offspring study participants. So we're not enrolling anybody new. We cannot, because we kind of need this long-term perspective for our questions. But we are inviting everyone who has been a participant of the Beaverdam offspring study before. And so we sent them our materials, and we are currently calling and trying to get them on the phone, and then find time for a one-hour remote cognitive telephone testing. So this time around, we're doing a telephone cognitive assessment. We also mail people a smell test that they can do at home. It's a scratch and sniff test. Everybody loves that. It's super fun.
That sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, I should have brought one. Maybe I'll bring one over sometime.
Yeah, please do. We'll have to get you back into Beaver Dam more often.
They're actually super interesting to do. And then we have this phone call with them where we update their health history. We ask them for their medication intake, and then we also have them fill out some questionnaires. So it's a smaller assessment this time around, where we're also making use of some of the long-term data we already have and some of the stored blood samples we already have.
Wow.
So that's where we're at right now.
Well, I would love to ask before we have to go, because you're only here short periods of time. What do you love when you do come to Beaver Dam? You got to have something that you're fired up about the visit for, right?
Well, we're actually only here for the pie at Walker's, which we're going
there
for
you
next.
Hey, so you, what kind of pie are we looking at? Well, what's the go-to?
Cherry.
Cherry?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good move, especially up here this round, this time of year, too. It's a good cherry pie. Nicely done. One last thing I want to ask you. Do you have, like, for people that want to, like, learn more about this study, is there a place that, like, Joe Schmo down the road would be able to look it up and find some of this information out?
Yeah, so we have a website that we can – I know I'm blanking on the exact
– Oh, that's all right.
It's boss.pophealth.edu, I believe. So we have a website that gives information about the study. If you search for my name, or if you just search for Beaver Dam Offspring Study, you're probably going to find the right website with more information about that. If there is one thing that I may drop, though,
please.
I just, like, the main point is kind of we want to tell everyone that we are back with the study. And I know that there's so many scam phone calls out there. So we are currently calling our participants, and I just wanted to let you all know we're calling from a number that will show up as a Madison area code 608 and University of Wisconsin. So that's the number we're calling from. I kind of just wanted to get that word out there.
Whoa, I'm glad you did. I had a 608 number the other day I didn't answer, so I'm going to have to pay attention now. I don't know if they're hounding me now. I don't know what that says about me, but we'll figure it out. But Natasha, thank you so much for joining us today. This is fascinating. I didn't expect to have anything. I thought this was going to go way over my head. But it sounds like you guys are doing a great thing. So let's hope that we keep getting good results
so
from this.
Thanks so much for inviting us.
Please. Oh, absolutely. Excited to hear what we think about the pie this time around.
Oh, yeah. I'll report.
Please do. Well, we're going to take one final break today. When we come back, Hale and I are going to let you know what's going on here in Dodge County. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
If you've been injured, let our team help get you back in the game. Gruber Law Offices, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all.
1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV are proud to be South Central Wisconsin's spot for local high school play-by-play. High school sports fans are passionate, loyal, and hold on to a lifetime of memories. You can be a part of those memories and build your business's brand along the way by partnering with us to sponsor high school sports. For more info on how you can become part of the excitement, leave a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
From the moment you arrive, so many reasons why. McKinstry's Home Furnishings is the place where you should be.
Discover the inventory reduction sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We are having a huge inventory reduction sale. Save big on all in-stock merchandise. For example, Lazy Boy recliners starting at $399 and love seats starting at $599. Sofas, sectionals, dining sets, and mattresses are all on sale. Interest-free financing until April is available. All of the end tables, lamps, and pictures have been discounted for this sale. Many items are one of a kind. Stop in and discover the inventory reduction sale going on through Tuesday, November 4th at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
Get the looks you love from the brands you trust on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering. Let us help you easily upgrade your kitchen and save while doing it. In addition to making sure you have the right flooring, we can help you with your countertops. We have an amazing selection of countertops to choose from, including quartz, granite, laminate, cultured marble, and solid surface. We'll get you set up with a free measure, free quote, and even a free sink. You'll find all flooring on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale. Luxury vinyl plank, vinyl, hardwood, and carpet. Every Abbey carpet at Professional Floor Covering is on sale and comes with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. Shop from 40 rolls of in-stock carpet. It's the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com.
Hi, I'm Julia Schultz with Charleston House Senior Living Community in Beaver Dam. I'd love to invite you to visit us this fall. We're offering a great fall move-in special you won't want to miss. Our high-end senior living and memory care community feels like home, with spacious units and personalized programs with 24/7 staff. You can feel confident your loved one is in great hands. Come see what makes Charleston House so special. We're located at 104 Fakes Court, Beaver Dam. Call today to schedule a tour, 920-219-4941.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And I got to tell you about our Pack Attack Party coming up November 2nd at Tower Lanes. That's this week. That's right. That's this week at Tower Lanes for the Pack Attack Party. You can enjoy a free light lunch from Pizza Ranch in the market at Beaver Dam, plus drink specials, giveaways, meet raffle to benefit the Good Karma Brands, John Moser Children's Radiothon, and watching Tower Lanes. Many TVs as Green Bay takes on Carolina. Plus, register to win the best seat in the house from McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Doors will open at 11 a.m. Lunch is served at halftime. And, of course, we have a second Pack Attack Party coming up a little over a month on December 7th against Chicago. But that better be your second one you're attending of the year. We can't just have your first one, so we better see you Sunday. I imagine you're on the same board with me on that side, Kale.
Oh, absolutely. I know you're excited for Sunday because you'll be out there.
You better believe it. I was going to say, you're going to have this ugly mug in front of you for about 4 hours if you come out.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be a great time over there at Tower Lanes. You got the game, you got food, you got drinks, you got giveaway. There's going to be a bunch of giveaways. Like, there's going to be prizes given out all throughout the game. It's pretty awesome. Some great stuff going out. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it this Sunday. And coming up tonight, Wally, got Bucks basketball.
We sure do. Here's the thing, too. Giannis looks like the best player in the world again. And if that happens, look out. We might be talking about basketball for a long stretch into, the spring here. But let's get started. I believe it's 6:30 tonight on WBEV.
Yeah, pregame coverage actually starts right at 6, right after the Barn Show. which I get the honor of filling in on the Barn Show again tonight before Jeff Hall comes back tomorrow. So it's going to be a fun one tonight.
Yeah, no Jeff Hall and Wade Bates. I mean, all of a sudden, you expect the lights to go off in this building with how much those guys do. So.
I know. I can't believe we're still up and running. So what a fun week it's been so far here on Hometown Today with Theater Week, a number of theater groups. And then we got one more to go yet tomorrow, Wally.
We do. We do have another one tomorrow. But first of all, before I jump into that, huge shout out to the Watertown Players. And huge thank you again for Natasha Merton coming in. I wanted to make sure that I got the email address. Come on, Wally, get it together.
The website
for you. It's boss, like I am your boss, dot pop, like you're drinking a pop, health, dot WISC, like Wisconsin, just lose the onsen, and then dot EDU. So boss.pophealth.wisc.edu, and you can learn out information about that. But then tomorrow, Kale, to your point, we have the Waupun Drama Department in to do a little High School Musical Junior talk. I'm pretty fired up for that.
I'm excited. I love it. Like, all the millennials are going to love that one.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting ready to bop to the top.
I'm going to channel my inner Zac Efron tomorrow, I think.
Oh, see, you and I, that's what we do for Halloween. You and I dress up as High School Musical kids.
Oh, I like it. We should do that.
That's good. I'd be Sharpay, though. She's the goat.
I love it.
I'd pull it off. Anyways, all right. Well, that's going to do it for us here on Hometown Today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow with another edition here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dog.